was going to say thank you for taking the time to do the interview, bro. I really appreciate it.
Of course, thank you.
A lot. Quick like background on how I got the idea for doing the interview, or not doing the interview, doing the podcast. I was thinking about particularly just how folks are able to set up pipelines today. Typically when you look at pipeline programs, so if you look at something like, there's something called the McNair program, it's a pipeline program to get people on PhDs. The biggest part is always having like a mentor or just someone who serves as a model for started. So prior to doing something, it's always nice to have an example. Like, you can't be what you can't see sometimes. So that always helps out. So I wanted to have this podcast serve as that model. So like, for example, the majority of it is going to be having folks that are necessarily Black folks going into engineering, because there's not many of them. But at the same time, having artists, because not a lot of people are become artists too, because typically you don't really see the whole story or they come up with that person. But necessarily just documenting that and showing people's progression is just kind of what I want to do. And that's the whole reason I started the podcast. Just to
get very cool.
Thank you, man. I appreciate it. Just to kind of get started, can you start off by just letting folks know who you are and where you're from?
Yeah, so my name is Andy Stinger. I'm 22 years old. I'm from St. Louis, Missouri, and came to Iowa State to do mechanical engineering. That's where I met you, and started off doing that. Kind of realized, you know, about a year ago that it wasn't necessarily something I wanted to do, and so I kind of went through this little bit of like sort of like finding yourself phase where I was like very confused with life and stuff like that. Kind of came to this realization that music is something I could do. I think beforehand it was something I was kind of scared to admit to myself. And I actually had had help from loved ones who kind of like saw it in me, and they're like, it looks like you want to do this thing, so maybe you should do it. And then that's kind of like where I was like, oh, maybe I can do this.
One thing I like to ask every person when I first get started is kind of dive into like the experiences you kind of have growing up, because I feel like experiences you have growing up really kind of shape you to be who you are. So like, what was kind of your childhood like? Were there any experiences that kind of you'd say shaped you to be who you are today? Like anything, whether it's like lessons from parents or just learning experiences with friends or just things like that?
Yeah, I would say that a big part of my childhood, obviously, were my parents. My parents were, you know, I grew up kind of middle class. I was thankful enough to have like parents that were nurturing and, you know, loving. A lot of right from wrong. I would say that, you know, I was blessed to kind of understand that like that oppression and racism and like and internal biases are a real thing, and that's kind of something that like especially people in Western culture, white folk, have to deal with. And, you know, have to accept that that's something that's a part of our culture. And we have to kind of like, you know, fight against that in a way, if that makes sense. So that was like a big part of my upbringing, just like learning to be kind, things like that. I listened to a ton of music when I was like, my mom was huge into music. So I think that being deep in music, rock, actually, my parents listened to a ton of rock, like a ton of 90s alternative rock, like Blink-182, The Offspring, Shinedown, but a lot of different people, Smashing Pumpkins, Red Hot Chili Peppers. It wasn't until I was like in like fifth or sixth grade that I started listening to hip hop, and it was like all over from there. And then R&B came afterwards, and yeah. But
who were kind of the artists you kind of like that motivated you and inspired you the most? Like, who do you listen to?
Tough question. Like, you mean like today, or you mean like when I first started listening to hip hop, or when I was listening to rock, or just everything?
Or just both your general progression in regards to like who's been the most influential in regards to that?
I would say partly because I started listening to rock first before hip hop, that melodies are really important to me. And I think like overall the sound is really important to me, like someone's voice and like the kind of like feeling that they give me. And so Blink-182 was always huge, because like the guy always had like such good, like he always like, I really like mood music, I think that's reflective in like what the type of music I make. And so like Blink-182 and the Red Hot Chili Peppers always did a great job of doing that. I listened to, like, when I first started listening to music, listening to hip hop. It was like Kendrick Lamar, Mac Miller, and then like Drake. When I started hearing Drake, I was like, this shit is crazy. Excuse my language. I don't know how PG this is supposed to
No, it's unfiltered.
be. Okay, cool. And then I listened to a lot. I listened to electronic music around the line. Same time I was listening to hip hop, and so that also kind of influenced like my need for melodies, sort of. But
What was the first career you kind of dreamed of yourself going into as a kid?
a lawyer, oddly enough, I think, yeah, it was like a procession of clout and like power and influence and money, of course. That's like always something that like I've dreamed of. It's just kind of like having like a little bit of like a platform of like powers, as superficial as that might sound. But
Is that did that play a role in you going into music at all? Because today it's like, in my opinion, hip hop kind of runs the world. Like, when you think about what voice the people listen to, like, more people are listening to the things that Drake's telling them than they are actual presidents or world leaders. Like, if anything, you can almost, in a sense, view the most popular music artists as world leaders. Like, they're that influential, like Cardi B and the Drakes, the Kendricks, the J. Cole's. Like, people
definitely.
make changes in their lives and like implement things they say to some extent. Not everybody, but if more people listen to those people than actual presidents, like, can you really debate it at that point?
I think like the idea of like wanting power was kind of more of like an adolescent thing for me, but I think that like I still want it, but it's in a different sense now. I don't think I knew why I wanted it. I think I just wanted it because I thought it was cool when I was like, 14 years old. But now it's like I think that like I would really like to, serve people and give a positive impact on the world and leave it a better place from where, from when I came in. And having more of a platform and more people to influence will be able to give me that. But I will say, like, when I first started, like, I picked up music as a hobby before I got serious about it, and I was just doing it because it was a ton of fun. It felt good to talk shit, or just to talk about what was in my life, or whatever I was feeling in the moment.
As an outlet at first.
Exactly.
So when you talk about that platform also, when you're an artist, you're in a field where you're always judged. You know, that's what your music is. It's a reflection of you, and people are necessarily always have critiques about whether it's positive or negative, and it's not something a lot of people can do. So how do you kind of take on that type of judgment? And as you know, you realize as you progress, it only amplifies.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, I'm gonna say like if I get to where I want to be, I really don't know how I'm gonna react to that, because it's gonna be a lot of people with a lot of opinions. But right now, like, really the like it's definitely an ongoing battle, but I'll say really the opinions that matter the most to me are the opinions of the people that are close to me. And like, and sometimes the people, for whatever reason, whether it's like, they're having a bad day, or maybe they didn't, maybe I misinterpreted it. Sometimes when they're like not being genuine and not being constructive with me, and they're kind of like, what was that? That was whack. Or they're rude to me, or they put me down, or something like that. That's what really touches me in a tough way. And it lingers too, which is the tough thing. And so like you have to, so it's kind of like an ongoing battle of like I'll be making music the next day after someone did that to me, and I'll kind of be like, well, this person fuck with my shit. And then I gotta check myself. I gotta say, whoa, fool, that's not how this goes. And you're not making music for one person. You're making it for yourself first, and then you're just, in a way you kind of are just making it for yourself.
Facts. And it's hard to tune out sometimes. That could be a challenge.
Yeah, definitely.
Curiosity, like when you reflect on like growing up and just judgment in general, regardless of music, just judgment in general, was just something like you're always kind of able to handle? Because typically most artists is like they had experience with that a little earlier.
Have I learned to like come with judgment, you mean? Like I deal with
Yeah, just like how are your experiences kind of like dealing with that kind of stuff early on?
I would say like in the last like 3 years I've gotten really good at it, because I've gotten like comfortable with who I am. I think that when I was like in high school and stuff, it was a lot different. I think I was more sensitive to it, but now it's kind of like if someone's gonna try and talk to me like and they don't know who I am, they don't know me, then it's like, you're not even, how can you even really judge me? Because you don't know who I am. It's kind of how I see it. Versus, like, it goes back to, like, me being more sensitive to people that I care about and people that are close to me. Because if they talk shit about me, they kind of know who I am and I respect them. And so it's like, damn, you said that to me? You know what I mean?
So, out of curiosity, did you kind of, because you told me this, you're telling me when you first kind of got that push to go to music, it was kind of study abroad for you kind of played a role in that. It's like your international experience. Can you talk a little bit about your international experience and what component of it kind of pushed you to music?
For sure. I think that, like, I didn't really know that it was happening while it was happening. I don't think I was, like, conscious of it, but it was really just the aspect of being in a new place and having kind of just having a completely clean slate to have to pick up new habits, new hobbies, new interests, sort of. I hung out with completely different people from all around the world. I did, like, I did different clubs that I'd never done. I had more time too, because it was just me. I didn't go there with anybody else, so it was just all my own time. And I think that, I used it in different ways, and one of those ways I use it was music. But I think, like, the big thing is when I came out of study abroad and I stopped doing things that I love doing every day and stopped doing what I want to do every day, I was like, this sucks. You know what I mean? I was like, and I told you I wasn't a big fan of engineering, and no offense to the engineers, but I was like doing all my engineering work. Because, like, beforehand, engineers had to spend, however many hours, like 25 to 40 hours a week sometimes, just going crazy on this homework and learning and stuff like that. And so I go back to that lifestyle and I'm like, what am I doing? Like, I can't do this for my whole life. It just, like, it hit me like a wall, bro. And I didn't even, like, yeah, it kind of, like, threw me in, like, a hole for a little bit. And so and that's kind of, like, when I started, like, someone who I care about was like, I think you should do this music thing. It really seems like something you care about, not this engineer stuff. And I was kind of like, right.
What originally drove you into engineering? So when you first come into college, what kind of pushed you to pursue engineering?
I had nothing that I, like, cared about really deeply, and I was pretty good at math, and I knew I could get paid. That's about
And you're
it.
now at the point where you're graduating this May, right?
I'm graduating and I have to do two summer semesters, but yeah, it's close enough. I'm not going to be going in the fall. I finish in August, but I walk in May, not like we're actually walking, but yeah.
So you're literally about to have your engineering degree in 2 3 months, and for mechanical engineering, the average pay is like 70K above, like around that range necessarily. What were your friends thinking when you were telling them, yeah, I don't want an engineering, like you just said, I don't want necessarily to do engineering at first, and I want to go into music. So to them, from an outside perspective, they might not necessarily see as, oh, it's his passion. They might see like, yo, Andy just busted his ass for 5 years working to get this engineering degree, and he can get 70K a year as an engineer. He wants to just scrap all that and go into music. What were people thinking when you were kind of telling them like, yo, I want to switch fields?
Honestly, I don't know. I got a lot of deer in headlights. You know what I mean? I got a lot of just like, oh, okay. And so I would say that a lot of these people are like, what's wrong with engineering? Like, and yeah, you worked so hard for it. So what's going on with that?
Did anyone necessarily kind of try to push you back into engineering, even though you're trying to tell them this was your passion, or did you have a fear?
Yeah, actually, so people didn't necessarily push me back, but a lot of people were worried that, like, I wouldn't finish. So I still had like a semester and a half left when I kind of, and so, like, some of my family members, like my uncle, my pop, and a couple of my friends were like suddenly under this impression that, like, this guy wants to be a rapper. He's just gonna, he wants to be a musician. He's just gonna drop out of school. He's not gonna, which was never the case. It was apparent that I didn't like school that much anymore. I was ready to be done and move and go on to my next chapter. But, like, I think a lot of people were worried I was suddenly not taking something seriously.
Yeah, most definitely. Also, one thing you mentioned to me when we were talking. When you first started thinking about music, I never asked you this, but when you first started thinking about doing it, did you ever have the idea of also going into music management as well?
Yeah, I actually did do music management for a little bit. I'm in a little bit of a rap, like a creative collective. There's another rapper, there's a producer, a couple of videographers, and a painter in there. We kind of all try to pool our resources into one spot so that like we can all gain exposure from each other. You know what I mean? And there's this rapper who's actually been my friend for a long time since like 7th grade, and we kind of had a couple conversations and then came to this realization that like, you know, he's a little more polished than I am. He has his sound figured out versus like I'm still kind of all over the place. And maybe I should manage him and try and build a platform a lot quicker than if we were all doing it on our own, which was a great idea in theory. And we went about it for maybe 3 months, 4 months, and then I just kind of politely opted out because my heart wasn't in it. It wasn't making me, you know, that happy. It was almost like doing the engineering thing. It wasn't something that I was necessarily enjoying doing every day. It was okay, but it wasn't there for me. Like, I have to be my own manager, but there's a big difference kind of me being my own manager versus me being his manager. I enjoy, you know, doing all my marketing, all of my like reaching out to different people to try and get, you know,
And
noticed
that's
and
not a
stuff.
problem being able to like have that type of understanding, but how hard is it to have those conversations? Because like, you know, when you give your words, it's very hard to sometimes be like, things kind of change the way I feel about this, not necessarily the same, and you're kind of opting out. How do you navigate that type of conversation?
You know, it's always been something tough for me. I don't like saying no to people. It's never been in my DNA to, you know, let people down in a way. But, you know, I knew kind of in the back of my head that I had to do what was best for me. And I think that like that will also be what's best for everybody in the long term, in a sense. Like really just being open, honest, and can and hopeful hopefully they'll see it in the gen like the as genuine as it really is, you know.
When it comes to making music, do you have like a certain process you go through when you're making a song, or is it really just different every time you walk into the studio?
It usually starts with inspiration. At least that's when like the good music starts, you know. That's never forced and you're always enjoying it. For me, I always hear instrumental, I always hear a beat, and then that makes me feel some type of way. It makes me feel some type of mood. I think that like, for example, last night I had like a conversation with somebody, and some of the things that were said were inspiring to me, and so I wrote about them later that night. And so that's like another kind of inspiration on like a specific conversation about a specific topic that I'm like that like me or someone else is dealing with in their life, and it makes me write about that because that's just like it was powerful, you know.
Where do you find the most inspiration? Is it just conversations on day to day, or is it music, or is it like just being out in the world traveling type thing?
Yeah, the last one. I think that like going out and having like life experiences will like which is usually like it is usually talking to people or seeing things, but it'll just kind of like fill me up. It'll give me this like fuel, and then I kind of just like get into the studio, get into, you know, that writing mood, and then it comes out very easily once I have like, you know, good inspiration.
Right now, what goal are you currently working towards, and where would you say where would your assessment of where you're at right now in that journey be?
Of the music journey, I would say, honestly, still just getting on my feet, still just needing to put in a ton of work to keep developing my voice and keep developing a sound that works for me. I think that my short term, some of my short term goals, I'm trying to put out a summer themed EP in June, and I want to put out more short projects, or at least one more short project before the year ends, and then put out another one at the beginning of the year. I told you my music's kind of all over the place. I have like decently built up kind of like summer bop music catalog, and then I have all these songs over like rock instrumentals and rock type beats, and then I have like some R&B stuff. And so like I'm kind of just like I'm gonna group all of them together and put them out like one at a time, kind of just show that I'm versatile. And from there, I think another sorry before you continue, another short term goal of mine is, although I'm not a big fan of engineering, I am going to use that degree to my advantage, and I'm going to get a full time job in engineering, and I'm going to use a lot of that money to fund just getting exposed. So I think
That's
that's like,
my next question right there. I was gonna ask, were you gonna actually gonna go full time and do this on the side and like invest till you saw a decent return and just be get to a point where you're like, all right, I quit and then I'm going full time into this.
yeah, that's definitely the goal. And I think like I'm glad in hindsight that I got this engineering degree, because I think a lot of musicians have trouble funding it. And sometimes like, I mean, there's a lot of ways to get exposed, but like money can almost guarantee people will see your music. And then it's just a matter of fact if people are gonna like it or not. So.
Definitely, for sure. Let's say we fast forward to that point of you get the traction you're looking for, leave engineering, and now you finally have that platform. What would be the next step for you? What would you be looking to do once you got to that point?
Once I can do music full time.
Yeah.
If I'm not already in a big music city, I'm gonna go to a big music city, whether that's New York, LA, or maybe even London. My next step from there is, I don't know. I think I want to network with a lot of people. I want to get like a lot of dope connections, and I want to do work with people that, are inspiring to me. I know that like this is like more long term, but I want to like have businesses too, I want to have multiple like ways to make money. And so like I want to like learn I want to oh I want to find a mentor. That's huge. I want to find like somebody who's powerful, somebody who can just like fill me up with knowledge, wisdom, and things like that, because that's one thing I've really been lacking in the music sector, is just like not having a good mentor.
A question I also have for you is just out of curiosity, like when you look at hip hop, it's a predominantly like black space. You do see white rappers here and there, and then there's sometimes you get this stigma to them. But is that ever something you ever think about in the back of your head of will you be accepted into the space?
Yeah, dude, I think about that. I've been thinking about that a lot recently. And yeah, I know that like, this is not my culture. This is a culture that was created upon people using it as an outlet to their oppression. That's something that I, can't understand, because I'm not a part of that. I'm not experienced that, because I'm white. And so like I think that, stepping into it, I'm just gonna be as respectful as I can, and do my best to not overstep a boundary. I don't think there's necessarily like a person I call and say, "Hey, am I allowed in this thing?" what I mean? So like you just have to, every person you meet, especially like a black person, or even a person of color, in my opinion, just like be as respectful as you can, and just to make sure that they know that it's all love, and I'm not over here to act some type of way. I don't want to be like, like for example, I remember Miley Cyrus was on like social media, and she's like, "Oh yeah, I'm just using this culture because I can make money off of it," or something like that. And like, I'm never gonna be that person. I don't want to ever put on the idea that I'm that person,
As well.
I also had a conversation with somebody, and I asked them, what should I do to like give back in a way, because I think that's important. And she one thing she said like, give younger people in the city kind of like an opportunity to use hip hop as well, because I think that like it's a hard sometimes it's hard getting the resources of microphone or engineer, just that space where you can create and be safe and be comfortable and things like that. And so that's something that I've thought about before, but it's also like, at least 5 years down the road.
What initiated that like conversation you just had, or like when you first had a conversation you had with that friend, like what initiated that?
Yeah, so I was at a poetry event in the Quad Cities. I did a little poetry piece, and she did a poetry piece that was, very reflective of her back her black roots and, what she went through being a black lady. And then like we got to talking after the show, and she was like, she was talking about how she's an African American studies major, and so I knew that this was something very important to her, and like she's obviously very educated on it, and so like that was something that like me as a white artist, I was like, I want to know what can I do for, this community that hopefully lets me in and show knows that I respect them. Like, how can I help out? You know what I mean? Because nobody's equal until we're all equal. So,
Were you scared to ask that question at all?
you said what?
Were you scared to ask her that question at all? Or you just kind of gotta ask?
I think that like I wouldn't ask that question to everybody because some people might not take it the right way. But like we had already talked for a little bit, and so like I think that I built up a level of comfortability and respect between the two of us, and so I felt like if I overstepped, she would understand it wasn't out of hate, it was out of ignorance. And so like she could just teach me from there. You know what I mean?
Did you have a prior to that, not just referring to just rap in general, but in regards to race, do you ever like have those some of those conversations like earlier on in your like career or just like earlier on in life?
Those kind of conversations.
Yeah.
I had some of those conversations with like some woke white people. Kind of just how, like a lot of our white peers are, fucking tripping, stuff like that. Like we really need to like, understand that there's a whole community of people that like really just have been fucked over by us for a long time, and that's really just as simple as it goes. And we need to really think about that stuff and not stop just turning a blind eye to it, even though like I know a lot of us really see it's a real thing. But I took an African American studies class when I was a sophomore. That was insanely eye-opening, because like I think that another thing that's been that maybe like a lot of white people don't have is, and I didn't have until then, is like I've never been in a space where black people were comfortable enough to really talk to me about to really like I mean they were talking to me, they were talking like it was like open class discussions, and they're able to talk about like what they specifically went through, and I got to feel their voices and their hearts and their moods and like all that stuff, and that was like so touching to me. And it became like, I don't want to say more personal, but it was like it went from okay, yeah, racism is bad to like wow, this is like I don't know, it was just very eye-opening.
You realize it was much deeper than simply just that, or it made it more it gave it more of a sense of like it's not you see how the direct impact was having and like how you can actually play that role and
Yeah.
in that. But that's amazing, man. Yeah, I think there's very few spaces like not just in the US but like in a lot of countries like there's very few spaces like that where that type of dialogue happens. And I think that kind of stuff is like really crucial to kind of push the culture moving forward.
Yeah, and just saying that makes me think like maybe that's something that I need to do when I have a platform, down the road. I need to have that platform for people to see the realities and atrocities that happen.
Yeah, most definitely. Another thing I was curious about is when you're talking about spread positivity, like you talked about making sure, like you were saying, like you're using your platform correctly and you're respecting, those that came before you, like the culture itself. But outside of that, like in what other particular ways would you want to use your platform? Like you mentioned giving back to your city in like St. Louis, but do you ever see yourself using it in any other way, shape, or form?
I definitely want to throw some parties. That's kind of like, just kind of a side thing. But I want to invest in some businesses. I think that like if I have any like friends that are entrepreneurs, I would definitely like sort of like do like a in between of like a consulting kind of investor, because I'm not going to just throw the money at them. I want to like make sure I hear their vision and like, you know, kind of maybe talking to make sure that like my money is in the right places. But like, I definitely think that that's something good. I want to grow my money in more ways than just music.
You have any experience with investing, or like what kind of type of idea of going into that particular space?
Really, no. I have a Roth IRA, which is like a retirement fund, but I don't move the money around. There's somebody at Edward Jones, the investing company, that moves the money around. So I would not say I have experience, no. That's
How
something
would
like me personally, I think that like I have to learn, take time to learn that, to trust myself. And that's not really something that I plan to put a lot of time into, if that makes sense.
No, I get what you're saying. It'd be more necessarily of just having someone doing like the running the numbers, and from there you could evaluate the idea and then decide whether it's something you want to invest into or not. I think you, before you mentioned, or as you were mentioning investing, I asked that question, but I think you were about to say something else outside of investing.
I don't know. I really haven't thought a whole lot about it. I know I want to like, oh, I want to invest in property. I want to have multiple properties and like grow my wealth through the properties gaining in value and stuff like that. And it also give me a good excuse to travel.
Most definitely. When it comes to traveling, I know you've already had some study abroad experience already, but what countries have you been to so far, and where are you what else are you looking to add to that list?
Sure. Bro, ideally I'd like to go to every single country and every single continent. But like we'll see if that actually happens. But like, you know, countries that make you.
185 countries, or 197.
Is that how many there are?
It's like right under the 200 mark. It's 190 something.
I gotta get going, bro. I'm only like 10.
Yeah,
Which is better than most though, so I really can't like, you know, complain too much. But
where's those 10?
yeah, so I've been to Ireland, Northern Ireland, Amsterdam, Spain. I've been to Scotland. I've been obviously continental United States, and I've been to Jamaica, Grand Cayman, Haiti, Mexico. I think that's it. I've been to Portugal too.
Now, what when you do go on your next trip, what's the first place you got in mind right now?
I've been thinking about Hawaii. I know that's not out of the country. And I've been thinking about remember I was telling you this. I kind of want to like I had this thought of like going to like Latin America and teaching English. That would be something cool. And so then I could go to like Peru or Venezuela or something. I forget which country exactly it was that was offering, but
The Fulbright program.
exactly.
Yeah, so for those that don't know, the Fulbright program is a program through the Department of State where you get a grant to either teach English or do a master's or PhD, or just do a research project in any country. And I think they offer grants in about almost 170 countries about, but that's definitely an option for sure. I want to also dive into just the traveling component. Why is traveling so important to you? And why would you recommend more people to travel?
Yeah, I think it's eye-opening. I think that like me being able to say see the different ways that people live and the different cultures is something important, especially for Western culture, because so many people are closed-minded, to be honest. I mean, be hateful, that is like somewhat of a reality. But for me, like, yeah, I just love seeing culture. I love meeting new people, and it's truly inspiring to go and see different places and just to kind of wander, you know, and go into a city, sort of just get lost, walk around, do your thing, eat food from all around the world. Yes, yeah.
Out of curiosity, what does success kind of mean to you?
It's evolved over time. Like I said, like I want to be a lawyer just because I could get rich and have clout, because I perceive lawyers as having clout. But like now, success is much more like Just being able to do something that I truly enjoy on a consistent basis, and then having enough, and being financially stable, and a part of that being able to do the things that I enjoy, like whether that means like I can travel, as much as I want to, and I can, go to the store and buy salmon instead of chicken and rice or something like that. If I want to, you know what I mean? I want to be able to have like the little luxuries, you know.
So knowing what you know now, if you go back in time and talk to yourself when you were like just starting college, what advice would you give to your younger self? Not necessarily what would you do differently, but what are some of those things that you wish you kind of knew early on?
Yeah, I would say to listen to my gut, because like I've had many times in life where I was not listening to my gut, although my gut was there, and it just like extended certain circumstances that could have ended quicker, and like I mean like meaning like closing doors that should have been closed a long time ago, and therefore being able to open another one after that, if that makes sense. That's kind of vague, but like I think that listening to your gut is very important, because like I spent a lot of time not lying to myself, but kind of like convincing myself that I was okay in this position because I was comfortable. And so maybe what I'm actually trying to say is make sure you get uncomfortable with whatever, just in life in general, because like being uncomfortable lets you grow, and I think that's extremely important.
Yeah, getting to that point where you almost find comfort in discomfort, like where you just get used to it and it's what you consider to be is your growth. Before we wrapped up, I just want to ask a couple more questions. If you could kind of step in my shoes and interview yourself, is there any questions you would have asked yourself that I asked yourself today that I didn't?
Honestly, no. I think you did a really good job. Really thorough investigation.
Appreciate it, man. Before we wrap up, then, is there anything you want to leave the audience with? Let them know how they could get connected with you or potentially just where they hear some music.
Yeah, I'm Floons. That's Floons. You can search that on anything, whether that's social media or any music streaming platform, YouTube, Spotify, all that good stuff. I put out a lot of regular content on Instagram. It's probably the best place to find me. YouTube, I'm trying to put out a lot more like video content on my songs and just like, little pieces of me. So, yeah, I make good music. If you want to hear a person that puts out a lot of different type of stuff and, wants to spread the love, you found your guy.
So, go check them out. Thanks, bro, for doing the episode. I really appreciate you taking time to do it. Much appreciated, bro. All
Yeah, man, you too. I appreciate it. You have a great day.
right, bro. You too. Take care.
Yeah, you too.